John chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. Listen to Mary. What do I mean? Well, in this passage, John 2, from verse 1 up to verse 11, we have the record of Jesus and the first miracle at Cana in Galilee, at a wedding there. But I want to concentrate in this discourse on the part played by Mary here and what we can learn from her. As we all know, many people make a great deal of Mary, as they call her the Blessed Virgin Mary. Well, she was a virgin when she had Christ, but she didn't remain a virgin. And I don't like the term the Blessed Virgin Mary at all. But I do say this, that Mary has a great deal to teach us, and teach us here. She's obviously playing a pivotal role in this wedding. From the circumstances here, when the wine runs out, and Mary comes to Jesus to speak to him, it seems that she was more than just a guest at the wedding. My own suspicion is that she was playing quite a significant part in the arrangements. And when the wine ran out, then she would take a hand in it. And what did she do? She went straight to Jesus. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there. That seems significant to me. And Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding, and it seems that they'd been invited because of the mother. I would read it that way, that the relationship of the mother to the people in the wedding, the connection, had made this an important part in the invitation to Jesus and his disciples. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, now why should she do that? Why should she take this role? I think she was playing an important part. And she goes to her son and she says, they have no more wine. Now, in the bare English here, the bare words, I don't know whether it's just a conversation. They've got no more wine. But I think it's more than that, because if that was the way she had said it, they have no more wine, Jesus might have said, oh dear, what a pity. But his response tells me that she was doing more than just engaging in chit-chat. They have no more wine. I'm pretty sure she was putting pressure on him, asking him, urging him to do something about it. Why should she do that? But Mary was a thinking woman. And, of course, you must remember all the years that have passed since the angel came to her and told her that she'd bear the Messiah, the Son of God. And we have records in the early part of Luke, chapter 1, verse 26 to 38, 1, verse 43, 1, verse 46 to 55, 2:19 and 2:34, where on several occasions with Simeon, with the angel, in the temple with Jesus, with the shepherds and so on. Things that she had not understood. Luke 2, 50 to 51. Things that she had not taken in at the time, but she pondered them, and she weighed them. She heard glorious things. Mary kept these things and hid them in her heart, and she thought about them. She was a thinking woman. Dear woman, why do you involve me? My time has not yet come. I'm pretty sure she was putting pressure on him. She knew he was the Son of God. She knew he was the Messiah. And you remember in chapter 7 of John, we shall meet this again. His family say to him, look, if you want to be a great man, you've got to go to Jerusalem. You've got to show yourself at the feast. You've got to become a public figure. Go out and make yourself known. I fancy. This is what Mary is doing here. And Jesus' reply seems to fit with that. Dear woman, it's not harsh. We read in John 19:26, the love he had for his mother. But of course, Luke 8:19-21, who is my mother? Who are my brothers and sisters? Those who hear the word of God, the will of God, and do it. But he's kind here. And I think the NIV has caught it. Dear woman, why do you involve me? My time, my hour, my moment has not yet come. Galatians 4:4, in the fullness of time. His mother said to the servants, do whatever he tells you. The point is this, that here was the great opportunity, the first opportunity for Jesus to show himself. Mary had realized it, and she was putting pressure on her son, I think, in a nice way, but urging him. I think out of charity, too, for these people and kindness. And Jesus will not be, as it were, pushed into things. But then, the final point here, his mother said to the servants, do whatever he tells you. There's some indication here that she knew he would do it. But it's her words here, and I address all papists and others who make so much of Mary. You think highly of her, do you? I think you think too highly of her, but you think highly of her. You pray to her, don't you? You look to her. Well, will you listen to her? You look to her, you pray to her, will you listen to her? His mother said, and she says to you, she says to all people, do whatever he, Jesus, tells you. Do whatever Jesus tells you. Are you listening? Those of you who make much of Mary, Mariolatry, you pray to her. You use her name. You have images of her. Will you listen to her? What is she saying to you? Do whatever Jesus tells you. Shall I tell you some of the things he says to you? Mark 1:14-15. Repent and believe the gospel. Will you turn from your sin? Will you trust him in the gospel? Will you believe? That's what Mary says to you. Do whatever he says. And he says, repent and believe. Here's another one, Matthew 11:28 and on. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, and so on. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Have you come to Jesus? Will you listen to Mary? She says whatever he says, Jesus says to you. And he says, come unto me, will you do what he says? That's what she commands you to do. Do whatever he tells you. How about Matthew 23:1-12? Do whatever he tells you. And what does he tell you? Call no man father, rabbi, teacher. But you call that man sitting in Rome, you call him Pope and Father, don't you? Will you do what Jesus tells you, as Mary tells you to do? And call no man Pope, no man Father. You call that priest round the corner, you call him Father, don't you? Will you listen to Mary telling you? Do whatever Jesus tells you, and he tells you, call no man Pope, Father, Priest, Rabbi. There are three things then. Drop these titles. Repent and believe, and come to Jesus. For Jesus said all those things, and Mary says to you, do. Do whatever he tells you. Ah, but the priest tells me, the Pope tells me, do whatever Jesus tells you. So said Mary. Is the Pope listening to me? Then do what Mary says. And what does she say? Do whatever Jesus tells you. Am I speaking to a Roman Catholic or Orthodox priest? You make much of Mary? Then listen. She says, do whatever Jesus tells you. Do you value Mary's words enough to do what she says to you? And she tells you to obey Christ. Listen to Mary. Act upon Mary's words. And do what she says. May God bless these thoughts. this brief discourse. For Christ's sake. Amen.